This is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, and full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is entirely unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. Lindsay Roberts here with Entirely Unconventional. Thank you so, so much for being a part of this podcast. I love to have people join me on this podcast, and thank you for being here. I want to encourage you, if you would like a copy of my brand new book, to get your copy, you can go to, the book is called Discover Your True Strength, so you can go to discoveryourtruestrength.com. And all the information you'll need should be right there. You can find us on Facebook at Lindsay Roberts Official, or you can go to our podcast. Obviously, you're on Entirely Unconventional. And we have a couple of new programs. We've got the Make Your Day Count program that I pray you listen to. I pray you watch it. I love doing that program. We have the Make Your Day Count program and the Make Your Day Count magazine. And now on the Healing Network, we have a program called Bookmark, where we review books by authors that are making a mark. Now, there's lots of things in them that may be, you know, right up your alley, not up your alley, but we've got a couple of books for you to just consider and take a look at things that are out there now. So having said that, we have had so much fun looking at the word dominion. And if you joined me last week, I told the funny story of my sweet little mother-in-law, Evelyn Roberts. Now, what you have to know is that she took care of her precious Oral Roberts husband so much. I mean, it was just amazing. I laughed and laughed at what an honorable woman she was. What a dear, dear woman she was. But, the two of them had a lot of fun making things competitive. And one of the things that they made competitive was fishing. They loved to fish. And a friend of theirs took them out in a boat, and they were fishing, and Evelyn was absolutely getting nothing. Oral was absolutely getting nothing. And when they were ready to come back in, all of a sudden, you could just see the fish hitting Evelyn's line. And she was pulling the fish in so fast she could hardly keep up with it. And Oral looked at her and said, "Evelyn, what did you do?" And she said, "Oral, I took dominion over the fish," which is what the Bible talks about, taking dominion over the fish, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea. Now, whether or not that's what God honored, I can't tell you. All I can tell you is all of a sudden she got so many fish. She won the contest. They went in and she had bragging rights for years to come. It was a comedy, but let's think about that. When Genesis says that we're to take dominion, I think God meant it. And I'm not saying that you go out and fish and do it that way. And I'm saying maybe you should do that. My point is, how many things does God have for us that we really don't pay close attention to, that if we recognize what our kingdom rights are, our kingdom authority is, that maybe you're not going to go out in a boat and fish, and maybe that wasn't why the fish hit the line, except in my heart, I really think it was. But I'll tell you this much. God has plans for us, for I know the plans I have for you. They are for your good and for you to prosper. Okay, if you're in a place where you need some good and you need some prosper, a successful journey on the road of life, I want you to consider something that happened when Jesus was having a conversation with Father God in John chapter 17. Have you ever heard the term pay it forward? You know, you get in a line and somebody that's ahead of you paid for your coffee, and then you're supposed to either then or at another time pay it forward for somebody else. And you may know them, you may not know them, but it's sort of like plan ahead to do something kind, and that act of kindness is kind of well thought out or momentarily thought out. And then you kind of like surprise the person that it's already been paid for, right? That's called paying it forward. Okay. In John chapter 17 in King James, I have this, right now I'm looking at the Blue Letter Bible. I happen to love that and love reading it with all the opportunities to go to commentaries, and I actually have this on my phone, so I'm going to look at it from my phone. But in John chapter 17, this is this poignant conversation Jesus is having with his father as he's about to get ready to be crucified. And he has this serious conversation, and now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled inside themselves. I have given them my word, and the world hated them. Oh, wow. Are we experiencing some weird things in the world now? Oh, mercy. Because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world, I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You know, it's interesting to me that the Bible says we're in the world, but we're not of it. Yes, we're in it. But the Bible also says you are of God, little children. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We are of God's kingdom. We are a spirit. We worship God in spirit and in truth. God is not a man that he should lie. This is all about spiritual connection to God, because he created us as a triune three-part being: spirit, soul, your mind, will, and emotions, and body. We worship God with our spirit. We get our instructions from God through reading the word and listening to the Holy Spirit and praying and getting that spiritual revelation back. As that is the spiritual side, to me, this is how I look at it. Once you've been infused with the spirit of how God wants things to go, so to speak, then you process it through your soul, your mind, will, and your emotions, and then your physical body carries it out. You know, if you're thinking, I want to go get a cup of coffee, then your body does something to carry it out and go get the cup of coffee. Well, just as paying forward is to lay the foundation that there's something waiting for you that you might not even know about. In the Blue Letter Bible, John chapter 17 has, and I'm in King James, it has, at the 22nd verse, it has a subhead, and it says, their future glory. God is so thoughtful and such a planner that he not only planned about what happened in the past, created things for the present, now faith is, and now this, now that in the Bible, but he planned for the future. He paid forward. And the glory which thou have given me, this is Jesus speaking, and the glory which thou have given me, I give them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, thou in me, that we may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, and thou hast loved me. Father, oh wow, when Jesus is about to go to the cross and he says, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, like entrusted with me as believers, that they may behold my glory. Oh, my word, which thou hast given me, for thou had given me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these, meaning the believers, has known that you sent me. Oh my. Jesus actually said in John 17, and the glory that you gave me, I'm going to entrust with people. Why would he do that? I mean, if you knew people like I knew people, if you knew me like I know me, if you knew you like you know you, would you entrust you with the glory of God that he gave to Jesus? But he did. And entrusted them in the paying forward that once Jesus was crucified, they would carry on and do the work and the will of God. And then, as Jesus was crucified, he would send the third part, the Father, the Son, Father God, El Elyon, the Most High God, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our healer, and then the Holy Spirit, the one called alongside to help, the Spirit of the living God, the anointing, the one. It's so interesting when the Bible says the same Spirit, it means anointing, the same power. The Bible talks about the Ruach, wind of God, that God created the heavens and the earth by saying, let there be light. And he created it with his spoken word, And in that spoken word, the Bible talks about the ruach, wind of God, the breath of God, the anointing of God, the power of God, the presence of God. When we go through all those words, the anointing of God, Jesus is transferring to believers. You know, I don't say this very often, but I'm going to say it on this one. Ooh la la. I mean, to me, that's something. Wow. Ho. Wow. Pay attention. You know, highlight it in yellow, bold, italics, exclamation point. God entrusted Jesus. I can figure that one out. God entrusted Jesus with the power and glory of God to come to this earth and show us as humans what heaven was like. He brought heaven to earth. And to literally go to the cross to reunite God and mankind and to save man from sin. I hardly can even fathom that. I mean, processing that is a big one for me. But then you add to it that glory Jesus was going to transfer to believers and entrust it with us as humans, knowing that we have that human factor. Only Jesus was perfect and we're not, and yet he still entrusted us with the human factor. Oh my. But he did. So the question is that I keep going back to, why did he do that and for what purpose? For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And then he tells us, greater works shall we do because he goes to the Father. And then he sends the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Divine Paraclete, the one called to help us. And what are we doing with all that power, with all that authority, with all that dominion? Are we underserving humanity? Are we underserving ourselves? Are we underserving the mission and the call that God sent Jesus to do and now he entrusted us to do? I have to answer for myself a hearty yes, I believe I am. And why? Because I believe I get into my humanness, my human factor. I believe I get into worry. I look at the natural. I look at the complications, the circumstances. I look at the... I'm a big statistics person. One of my favorite classes in the entire world that I took through all kinds of things was probability and statistics. I love looking at numbers and I love figuring things out numerically. And yet, God entrusted me with his power, knowing that I have a flaw called human. And Jesus was the only perfect person. And yet, he entrusted me to take on his message and to take dominion and to take authority and to have the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, to dwell in me, to quicken. That word quicken means make alive. Oh my, am I using it properly? Probably not enough, that's for sure. What more could I sit down and ask Father God to show me through his son Jesus going to the cross that I could do for him? I know we have lots of conversations of what we want God to do for us. And then that's okay. The Bible says, make your request known to man. I mean, known to God. But having said that, could I do more to spread the gospel? Could I do more to pray for my neighbor? Could I do more to expect a miracle? Could I do more to believe God for resources? Listen, whether we like it or not, you know that goofy song, Money Makes the World Go Round? Well, it doesn't make my world go round, but I'll tell you what, it does pay bills. And if I want to be on television, or if I want to, you know, do what God's called me to do, to take his healing power to the nations, if I want to do that, unfortunately, everything isn't handed to me free, and I have to do things like pay television bills. Or if I want to print a book, like my latest book called Discover Your True Strength, it actually took money to do that. So if I believed God, not for debt, but for abundant resources, how much more could I do to take his kingdom into the nations of the earth? And I'm not saying I'm not doing anything, because I'll be honest with you, I work a lot. But to be honest with you, in addition, I also maybe could do more with different kind of resources. Oral used to call ICI. I'd giggle because he'd make everybody think it was his idea. That was my idea. I talked to him about ICI. It was kind of our little joke because he made everybody think he thought of it, but actually, that was something I talked to him about, but he always thought about ideas, concepts, and insights. I told him he was a man of so many ideas. He had new concepts the world hadn't even heard of. Well, maybe they had, but I sure hadn't. And then insight. He had such insight into the Bible, into different things in the world, just in general. And I would always go up to him and say, let's talk about ICI today. What you been hearing? And we would sit down and create things through his ideas, concepts, and insights. And I think about myself, how much more could I create with new ideas, new concepts, new insights? There have been things in the world that as a child, I never knew about the information superhighway. When I went to school as a young person, I never had a computer or a laptop. Technology changes, things change. And it took, to me, my thinking, it took an idea, a concept, an insight. How much more could we do with ideas, concepts, and insights straight from the throne of heaven to create something for Father God, for his glory, to advance and enhance his kingdom, to bring more people into his kingdom before the return of Jesus? I just want you to think about something today. John chapter 17 said Jesus already paid it forward. What's there waiting for you? Listen, when I go through the drive-thru line and somebody's paid for my coffee, I just get a giggle. I get a tickle out of that. And to be honest with you, it makes me want to do the same thing for somebody else. How much more did God pay forward in John chapter 17 that maybe we're not totally utilizing? I believe God wants you to get your needs met. I believe God wants you healed and whole and delivered in every area. I believe God wants you to have the financial resources necessary to do whatever you need to do and what he's called you to do. It's funny, he uses two words in the Bible, not only your needs, but your wants. Are there things that you want for his kingdom and just, you know, to operate your daily lives? Are there things you need for his kingdom and to operate your daily household, so to speak? I believe God put all the gold and silver in the earth. He told us to take dominion. He delights in the prosperity of his children. He gives us the power to get wealth. All those things I just said are actually scriptures. So if that's the case, what's holding us from fulfilling all of it? Well, in my particular case, sometimes I need to learn to work smarter, not harder. I need to stop and pray and get a little bit more of the Lord's vision than just my ideas, because I can have some pretty good ideas, but I can have some pretty bad ideas. But what's God's idea? The difference between a good idea and a God idea, G-O-O-D, and G-O-D is just one O, but I want a God idea, not just a good idea. I believe today we can pray and expect a miracle. I believe God has answers to tough questions. I believe God gave us resources, paid it forward before Jesus ever went to the cross. And then when Jesus did go to the cross, he sent the Holy Spirit. So I believe the resources are there. I just believe that in my particular case, maybe I shouldn't get into fear or worry or doubt or exhaustion or blah, blah, blah. But I do believe Satan does come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I believe he comes to put a fog in my viewing ability so that I don't see things as clearly as perhaps God wants me to see them. And I believe today's a good day for the fog to be lifted. Now, fog can also be the F-O-G, favor of God. It's time for the fog of confusion to go out and the fog, the favor of God, to come in. So right now I pray for you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray for everything in you, in your physical body. I pray for your mind, your will, your emotions, because that's what the Bible calls your soul. I pray for your spirit, for you to have that divine connection with God like never before. I pray for your financial resources. I pray for your physical body. I pray for relationships. I pray for whatever it is that you have need of that's in harmony with God's will and his word to come to pass, and for the fog of confusion to go and the fog, F-O-G, favor of God to come in, and for my God, according to his word and his will, to supply your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4, 13 through 19. I pray that for you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 and amen. I want to encourage you to get my new book. It's called Discover Your True Strength, because I believe it'll show you scripturally things that maybe, just maybe, God has placed in you that maybe this book will help kind of pull out of you as you discover you're stronger and maybe more capable and maybe more this or maybe more that. But I pray it's a revelation for you to get strong enough, strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You know, it's really weird for me to say it, but I have to say it's about God, not about you, although it's going to involve you. It says I can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength to do it. It says be strong in the Lord and in the power of, not your might, His might. And then get this, the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. That's my prayer for you today, that you discover your true strength. You can go to discoveryourtruestrength.com, look for that. You can go to our ministry website, richardroberts.org. You can go to my television program, makeyourdaycount.com. But you know where I hope you go to most of all? I hope you go to the Lord and find Him to be your healer, your provider, your deliverer, your King of Kings and Lord of Lords, your best friend, the friend that sticks closer than a brother. I pray that Jesus makes Himself so, so powerful in your life that you know, as Oral used to say, you know that you know that you know that through Christ, you can have victory in Jesus' name. I pray you expect a miracle today. And I also pray that you believe something that I believe. I believe you're worth more than you think. Bye-bye for now. Thanks for joining me. See you next time on Entirely Unconventional.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it impacted you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.